Second Coming of Jesus Christ, Complete Bible Hub. By Jesus Friend. Welcome. True Bible resource about Christ's second coming at your fingerprint. In short, removing confusion and clearing up doubt with scriptural clarity. Untangling sensation with Bible and historical evidence. Building Christian faith, hope, and living ready mindset. I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 14 verse 3. The second coming of Jesus Christ as King and Lord is the heart of the Christian blessed hope. Revelation 17 verse 14, Titus 2 verse 13. He comes to take those who love and serve him to spend eternity together in the paradise of God. Revelation 3 verse 21. They can stand his judgment in righteousness and receive their eternal reward. Acts 17 verse 31. The second coming of Jesus is a core Bible theme, taught by him and spoken of by the prophets. Additionally, it is deeply dealt with by his first disciples. His return is central to the Christian faith, affirmed in the Old and New Testament. It marks the very climax of humanity's history. The world will never be the same. What will you discover? A content hub, covering in depth the second coming of Jesus Christ with links to related multimedia materials. It gives Bible-based evidence, exploring and explaining in detail their significance for life. Moreover, it underlines the importance of this event for the whole world and clears the confusion around his return. Furthermore, it satisfies the hunger for knowledge and understanding of Christians in different stages of their journey. This includes devoted believers, students of the Word of God, seekers of truth, etc. Building confidence in Christ's coming when eagerly awaiting for him, join us today. Table of Contents. The essence of the Bible doctrine of second coming. Assurance for the hope centered on Christ's return. Christ's own promise to come again. Apostolic teaching about the return of Jesus. Key events of his second advent. The resurrection of the dead. Righteous meeting their Lord at his coming. The final judgment of all people. Establishment of the glorious kingdom. Conclusion. The essence of the Bible doctrine of second coming. It is the personal glorious return of Jesus Christ to the world with all his angels. Matthew 16 verse 27. His advent is visible to everyone that lives at the moment. Furthermore, it becomes such for the righteous dead, who are resurrected by the life-giving call of Jesus. This event establishes his everlasting reward to the saints, righteous, of the Most High. Daniel 7 verses 18 through 27. It marks their victory over sin. Moreover, it sets the beginning of their eternal life in the literal presence of God and the Lamb. Revelation 12 verse 11, Revelation 21, the entire chapter. According to Apostle Paul, the two groups of the righteous, resurrected and those alive, are caught up together in the clouds. They meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17. By God's grace, the righteous had kept the faith throughout their life. From now on they will be forever with the Lord. This is a fulfillment of the important Bible teaching. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1 verse 17. The Bible also describes the fate of the unrighteous, who cherish sin in their hearts. Because of that, they can't stand the bright glory and holiness of Jesus. For them it is a consuming fire, causing the end of their existence. Assurance for the hope centered on Christ's return. It is only because of his atoning sacrifice that we can look with joy and hope to his second coming. Jesus had defeated sin, death, and Satan on the cross of Calvary. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Before his crucifixion, the Son of God prayed to his Father. He asked him to keep his disciples of all time one as they are one. Furthermore, pointing to his return on the great day of the Lord, he said, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. And I have declared unto them thy name, loving character, and will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17 verses 24 and 26. Thus through the love of God in their hearts, they are kept by the power of his word. His Spirit maintains them through faith unto salvation. This salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1 verse 5. Apostle Peter states that the lovely hope to see Jesus again began by his resurrection from the dead. This hope also includes his incorruptible inheritance of the saints. 1 Peter 1 verses 3 and 4. Furthermore, Apostle Paul states that God promises a sure thing in Christ. For example, all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Christ's own promise to come again. There are key New Testament statements of Jesus, promising his return. John 14 verse 3. He marks his own appearance as full of glory, power, and light. These are of himself, the Father, and the holy angels. They are attributes of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17 verse 14, Revelation 19 verse 16. For example, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24 verse 30. To one that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3 verse 21. Apostolic teaching about the return of Jesus. The apostles taught it as a future, literal event. In his second letter to Thessalonians believers, Paul cautions them not to expect their Lord when still alive. He has explained to them some of the events taking place before that. 2 Thessalonians 2. In the Gospel of Matthew, one can see his thorough description. He details the signs pointing to the nearness and fulfillment of the second coming. Matthew 24. In this chapter Jesus affirms his disciples of all time that his words will stay, even the heaven falls. In Revelation, the Apostle John foretells the proclamation of the gospel message just before Christ's second coming. Revelation 14. The revelation of God's judgment with its connected messages, is followed by the coming of the Son of Man on a white cloud. Revelation 14 verse 14. The proclamation of the judgment is an announcement of Christ's second coming as at hand. And this proclamation is called the everlasting gospel. Thus its preaching is an essential part of the gospel message. The doctrine of the second coming is not symbolic or metaphorical as described in scriptures. It is a real event with a cosmic significance. Key events of his second advent. God has revealed to his servants future events. These take place at the times before appointed. Christ's glorious appearing is a part of these events. Acts 17 verses 26 and 31. And Moses stated that all we need to know is revealed to his servants and recorded in his word. For example, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. And God declares by the prophet Amos. He will do nothing, but revealing his secret unto his servants the prophets. Amos 3 verse 7. The students of God's Word can confidently find scriptures pointing out the most remarkable event in late human history. It is clearly stated. A source claims that there are 1,840 plus Bible texts referencing the second coming of Jesus. The resurrection of the dead. This resurrection is for the righteous dead at the time of his appearing in the clouds of heaven. The Bible calls it first resurrection. Revelation 20 verses 4 and 5. For example, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20 verse 6. The Son of God rewards them according to his judgment. John 5 verses 22 through 27. Marvel not at this. For the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good, unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5 verses 28 and 29. So, at the time of his second appearance, the righteous dead hear his voice and come forth from their graves. This completes the first resurrection. Thus the massive multitude of resurrected saints and the righteous living at that time witnessed the appearance of the rightful King. The second resurrection will take place 1,000 years later. Revelation 20 verses 5 and 7. Therefore, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 vs 10 and 11. Righteous meeting their Lord at his coming. The resurrected righteous together with the living righteous are caught up and meet their Lord in the air. For example, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 16 and 17. All is made new for them, and old things have passed away. Revelation 21. In a moment they are changed, receiving their immortality. For instance, behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 51 through 53. The final judgment of all people, righteous and unrighteous. It is crucial to understand that Christ's judgment of the world is in righteousness. Romans 14 verse 10, Acts 17 verse 31. When probationary time for people is over, there's no change of character possible. It is God who works in everyone both to will and to do his good pleasure. Philippians 2 verse 13. Without his grace no one can change one's own heart. Additionally, Apostle John states that after a certain time the people from the two groups will remain as they were. For example, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 22 verse 11. When the Son of Man comes the second time, he will separate all into two groups as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25 verses 33 and 34. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25 verse 41. And, behold, I, Jesus, come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22 verse 12. Establishment of the glorious kingdom. It is a part of the everlasting covenant between the Father and the Son. Moreover, it was promised and is realized at the second coming of God's beloved Son to the world. The saints become heirs of the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25 verse 34. They are received by their King and Lord at His majestic appearance, seeing Him as He is. 1 John 3 verse 2. Moreover, they are granted the right to share the throne of their leader. It is so, because they have formed their characters after Christ's character, by His grace. Revelation 7 verse 14. They had followed Him in every step of their heavenward journey, receiving the right to go through the gates of pearls. Revelation 14 verses 4 and 5, Revelation 21 verse 21. For example, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Those who overcome shall inherit all things. And I will be their God, and they shall be my children. Revelation 21 verses 5 and 6. The citizens of this glorious kingdom are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21 verse 27. Conclusion. The doctrine of the second coming of Jesus Christ is the very substance of Scriptures. The children of faith have waited and still keep the faith today, 2025, to see their Lord. Moreover, to bring them to the lost paradise as He promised. An understanding of the hope of Christ's second coming is the key that unlocks all the events that follow. Additionally, an understanding of it explains all the future lessons. The second advent of Jesus Christ is a literal event witnessed by the entire universe. The Bible describes it as a real, future event with cosmic significance. Therefore, the prophecies that point to it and the current worldly events demand true Bible students to thoroughly investigate them. We aim to structure the theological and prophetic information of this hub clear, digestible, and easy to follow. You will learn biblical foundation and discernment, practical readiness, and much more about and related to the second coming of Jesus. So, stay tuned. More to come.